Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. I am Matt Verzal, filling in for Gary Sharp as the Mavs get ready to play the actual Wildcats of Arizona. What? If you laugh, I will stop.
No, the light's turning out.
Oh, yeah.
Threw me off.
We had some serious S going on in here. We had the tech. What's the tech guy's name?
John.
John. We had John in here.
John and Chris.
What are they doing?
Getting some numbers off the computers.
Oh, seems fishy.
Yeah. We continue. I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good. I was reading this quick article here that Mahomes' girlfriend and brother had to be escorted off out of the stadium or off the field because the harassment they were taking from Patriot fan.
Really?
Yeah, cussing, yelling, swearing at him, all that stuff.
Huh.
Now, I'm sure that it was more than just the innocent. I'm sure it was more than just the, you know, oh my goodness, we were just standing up and cheering for the Chiefs as they were winning, and there was some smack going back and forth. That's just the way that goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what happens. So there's always two sides to every story, but yeah, you never want somebody to be in a situation where you have to have security brought over to get you out of the stadium because it does not feel comfortable.
No.
With what you're doing. So, yeah, that isn't a good deal. Chris out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox says, in regard to Joe Burrow, says he may not hate them, but you know he's going to enjoy walking in with his shiny Heisman in hand and say, how you like me now. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I'm going to be wrong. Husker Matt and I have been going back and forth here. He's telling me that Ohio State has the best offensive line and defensive line remaining in the tournament, which is what I'm going to call it, and so that Clemson's never seen anything like that. Here's the thing with Clemson. People told him that last year. They did pretty good. That worked out pretty well. They came out, and I know guys graduate. I know guys move on. But it speaks to assessment of talent, yeah? Like they can assess what they have talent. They do what they do with the best they can with it. They're fresh. Like that ACC schedule isn't. You're still playing games. It's not the gauntlet of games others play. Those little bumps and nicks and things that hurt you. I mean, you've got to take this 2 weeks to get Chase Young healthy. 3 weeks. You're going to give them time to look at Chase Young and be like, all right, how can we take advantage of him? What tendency does he have when he's 100% full go? It's going to be a great matchup. But for me, for Matt Verzal, to get my popcorn ready, give me LSU Ohio State. Give me LSU, Ohio State, and that will be the deal. That will be must watch. That will be story after story after story. They will try to make it Joe Burrow versus his former school, which Joe Burrow won't let them do that, or he'll do everything he can to change it there. You watch this. You watch how seasoned this kid is. He'll turn that all into teams. Got nothing to do with that. Didn't work out. That's what happened. Blah, 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 blah. We'll do X, Y, and Z. It's going to be a great game. If I have my druthers, that's the one I want to see. Like, that's the one I want to pick. If we can make that happen, fantastic. A lot of questions people asking as well, or it's a question I have of myself, you know, how does Joe Burrow translate to the next? I don't know. And I'm terrible at that. I'm not good at that. Skill set, throwing the ball. I think once you get to that next level, the McAfee podcast, which I listen to a lot, but they're talking about Ducky Hodges, the guy that's starting for the Steelers. This dude out of nowhere, right? Small school in Louisiana. Comes, gets, you know, cast into action, walks into the huddle. So, all right, boys, we're chucking this baby all over the field. Let's go. That's the part. Guys that are guys that are seen like Maravich, and maybe he's maybe he's scarred me through this, but you know, when you're bred or you're born or whatever, to be the quarterback, right? You're there to be the leader. You're there to be, he went to Samford. You're there to be the guy. And you go through this and your form is perfect and you make every throw on the field and you, the mental side of it is what plays into it. Tom Brady will work himself to death to make sure, and then that's what you're starting to see now. That was what I wanted to talk about the Patriots thing, about the fans yipping at. Well, I'm sure it's happened before, we just haven't heard of it. You hear about it more when the Patriots start to lose. But there are now questions that the Patriots used to not have. And Belichick, when it got down to it, and the rumor came out that he wanted to move Brady on and go in there with Garoppolo, and Robert Kraft said, no, we're going to keep old TB12. So Jimmy G going to move on down the line. Credit John Lynch for building a great organization with the 49ers, hustling the trade, hustled the Bears, hustling everybody to get that set up where they're ready to play. But now you've got some things where you can see differences. Tom Brady's mind is still Tom Brady's mind. Like, he's still a football mind. It's just his body is starting to fail him. I don't care if you don't eat tomatoes. I don't care if you don't eat fruit. Your mind is still there. Your body's just not doing it. Now, the part that's the bigger issue for the Patriots, I think, is there something up with Julian Edelman? Is there something there with him? The play last night, the last play of the game, I forget who the defensive back was for KC that knocked the ball away for the touchdown. That wasn't a Julian Edelman route. Like, you don't see guys sitting in Julian Edelman's back hip.
Right.
You see yard of separation. That's why when the comments came out the week before, of, hey, you got to be quicker, you got to be faster, you got to be stronger. Things you can't change in one pep talk on the sidelines. That's where I knew something was going to be different. That's where I knew this wasn't the normal things that are happening to the normal things that are happening to the New England Patriots. It was different. But though, like, mental still there. Physical isn't letting it happen. That's why you see all these guys, like Jameis Winston, amazing talent. Marcus Mariota, amazing talent. But mentally, for whatever reason, isn't clicking. Is it because the college systems they came out of made it too easy for them? They didn't have to read anything, and it was all kind of pre-diagnosed. Okay, we're gonna game plan this. We're gonna get our fastest guy on their fourth fastest guy, and he'll be open all day. If they move this guy here, then we'll change this. You're not necessarily reading the coverage. You're out game planning. Well, in the NFL, you can't. Everybody can play. Everybody can run. Everybody can move. So now you got to deal with that. That's why for me, for Burrow, that's why I'm riding him in the playoff. I don't know if I see that same thing in Justin Fields, but we're talking to McClintock. Said, hey, man, I make it out of the game. Wisconsin's D-line was getting after him pretty good. Second time around, get it. You're fired up to play. You know tendencies, I get it. You've experienced it once before. That's why in those games, I think the second time around for the defense is way a huge advantage. Because offensively, having a game plan for it, you're not sure if you're like, okay, do we switch everything? But you can't switch everything because you can't abandon what worked. You got to make sure you're still running what worked, but then have compliment off that. And then before you know it, your brain is in a pretzel and you're doing too much. That could be what was chalked up to Ohio State in the first half. Second half, they said, hey, they give us one break. We're going to go back to doing what we do. We're going to make them stop it again. And Wisconsin couldn't. The OU Baylor championship game was great. It was a fun to watch football game. There were great championship games out there. But you see the guys then that mentally are tougher and rise above. Fields did it. I mean, Clemson went out and absolutely just destroyed Virginia. Like Virginia just wasn't. And it spawns off into guys that have success, right? So now you got Baker Mayfield, who just talking, just completely bus rolls the training staff. All those breakdowns and pieces, that all, sometimes the mental factors in more than the physical, I guess, would be the synopsis of this little rant. Those dudes that mentally have it, they're game changers. Am I going to cry over spilt milk that Joe Burrow didn't come to Nebraska for however mishandled it was or whatever happened, didn't happen? No. Because Nebraska wasn't in a position to. Could he have moved them ahead further than they are right now? Absolutely. But would he be in the possession that he's in right now? No. Absolutely not. So, yeah. Tons of stuff to cover here. I know we're all wonked up here on the clock, George. We want to get out and get in? Okay. So we'll bail out here. We got one more segment before we get to the crossover. We'll return shortly here on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.